If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And we got a lot to talk about here because it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means. Tonight is AEW Dynamite, and we have a lot announced for the show. 10 segments have been announced for AEW Dynamite tonight. So we'll tell you about that, as well as last night's NXT. Last night's NXT. New tag team champions. Chase U has won the gold again. It's funny watching it because they kind of played it up like it was the first time they'd ever won the tag titles. They just won the tag titles like earlier this year, if I recall correctly. But anyway, they won again. And they finally managed to get Ridge Holland over in NXT, which is... that's something to talk about. So we're going to discuss that today, as well as all of the other news. Tony Khan got a lot of announcements. A big one coming up very soon. And there's actually a few announcements, and we can tell you kind of about one of them. Also an update on Penta, who went on social media yesterday. Raw ratings for Monday night. The Olympics, they're done. And so Raw did a good number. Of course, they were coming back from airing on Sci-Fi as well, so that helped. But should help Dynamite tonight as well. We got the latest on the G1. It is wrapping up here. So we'll tell you where everything is at, where everything stands. And some notes on Becky Lynch, the NXT TV report is noted, and more. If you want, text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com is the email address. I'm also F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter/X. Sign up today and join my super followers. It's a fun time. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot to get into today. You know what just happened to me?
What happened?
God, yesterday the show started off with a disaster. You know what happened today?
What?
A bird got in the house. Yes.
What kind of bird?
Like just a little bird. I walked around the corner and like my cat was freaking out. I was like, what's going on with this cat? This cat never, it's a lazy cat, but it's getting all crazy. And there's a bird in the house banging into the window trying to get out. The cat decided he's going to eat this bird. I was like, oh yeah? Luckily, this cat's kind of blind, so he couldn't find the bird. And the bird couldn't get out because there's a glass window that it didn't understand. So this was a disaster. So I finally got the bird out. And I did get video of the bird exiting the house. I'm going to put that up for my super followers on Twitter. So if you ever wanted like a good reason to subscribe, well, that's it for you. You can watch a bird escaping my house that somehow got in here.
I'll give it to you. At least you didn't just hit it with a broom and get it out that way.
How'd the bird get in, somebody asked. Well, the door was open, and the bird came in, you see.
Do you have a wreath on the door where the bird was sitting, or just when you opened the door, it flew in like a cartoon?
The door was open. I was taking stuff outside, and the bird came in. That's what happened. So anyway, better than when that bird went into Tom's house. Maybe I'll have him tell that story today. Because at 2 Pacific, actually, it's going to be earlier. 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern, is both Filthy Tom and Lance. We're doing a combo show today. 1:30 Pacific, which hopefully works out with the schedule. 1:30 Pacific and 4:30 Eastern today. Myself, Filthy Tom, and Lance Storm will be talking all sorts of things. And if you are a super follower on my Twitter, I'll put a thread up. You can ask some questions for us there as well. We'll probably do a Q&A in addition to talking about this excellent SmackDown show from Friday night.
I think so it'll maybe be a fun you should time. Talk about the schedule because you did not seem very confident there.
I'm confident, but you never know who else is going to be trying to do a show at what time.
Hmm. That'll stop you?
It has in the past. If we can't do it. Lance just sits there and sends angry texts to the host telling them to wrap it up. They're late. Tony Khan has made a lot of announcements since creating All Elite Wrestling. He says the biggest one yet could come at any time. Khan has sounded optimistic for a while regarding his company's upcoming media rights.
This has become the Iran attack on Israel of television deals.
He has stressed in recent weeks that AEW is, quote, on the verge of the deal being announced. When speaking to TV Insider recently, Khan said multiple announcements will be made shortly, as there are multiple aspects to the deal. He says it is a very exciting time in AEW for many reasons. We're days away from AEW All In on August 25th. Most important and exciting time in AEW's history. In addition to what is happening in the ring, which I would not say is the most important and exciting time in AEW's history. There are so many exciting things happening behind the scenes in AEW. We're on the verge of the most important announcements in the history of AEW. Multiple aspects. The arrival of these announcements is imminent. We will have big news that could come at any time. Isn't that the best kind of wrestling surprise, when you know something is coming and you want it and it's exciting, but you're not sure when it's going to happen? You have the feeling it's going to happen. In this case, I have more than a feeling, to paraphrase Boston. I've been working on this for a long time. We have a great team here. The future of AEW is very bright. AEW could announce a new international stadium show. A report from Sporting News Australia, released on Wednesday, states that AEW has had well-advanced talks with venues in the country regarding running a major stadium show there. Sydney's mayor, their Alliance Stadium, Marvel Stadium, and Suncorp Stadium in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane have all been discussed.
No Adelaide?
Well, here's what I can tell you, folks. Okay? That's what I can tell you. A TV deal announcement is coming soon. I know that's not breaking news, but, like, there has to be one because their deal's almost up and they got to sign a new one. So I can tell you factually, news is coming soon. I don't know what it's going to be. I've made my prediction long ago. I predict they will get 1.4 times what they're getting now, which is very good. But, of course, everyone will say that that's very bad because that's how things work. But it's good if they got 1.4 times.
You know what the other problem is?
Hold on.
Nobody's going to be able to prove it if nobody says anything.
Then
I would assume that the deadlines of the world, that the entertainment business reporters of the world may get that information. But really, with it being a private company, we will not know.
We're going to find out. Now, the other thing is there are other announcements that have nothing to do with television. And I can tell you that those are also
stadiums?
Very likely coming quite imminently. How about that?
No.
Quite imminently.
How imminent is it?
Now, I did hear, because the rumors came out about Australia today, and I can't tell you that they are talking to people in Australia. That is for sure. I don't know where they're going to go, what they're going to do, but this is like something that's in the works. And somebody from on my Twitter, in fact, said, if this is true, they want to talk to me about it, because not confident in this Australia deal, because the number of weekly viewers for AEW in Australia is not big, as in significantly fewer than are going to Wembley right now. So anyway, I'm going to talk to this guy and find out what he has to say. But he's out there, and he's not confident that an Australian stadium show would be a great idea. But we'll see what he has to say here.
Man, is Tony Storm that big? And I'm trying to think who else, you would need Japanese participation. But, yeah, I mean, unless you got a great deal on something, that's an interesting move to make, since you don't have who's your biggest Australian star, Tony Storm, and do you need a stadium for that? I don't know.
Maddie Western Australia here, that's his actual handle, Maddie Western Australia, reckons that it would be a terrible idea. But we'll see.
What does he know? He's on the western end. They're looking at the eastern end.
Well, who knows? I mean, you're going to draw from all of Australia would be the idea, I would think.
Well, yeah, but, again, that seems interesting. Again, if you get some sort of great tax break, you get some sort of great deal, and you get some backing or some, I don't know. I have no idea, but it's a surprise to hear that. It really is, unless they can tie it in with something with Japan.
So, yeah, Sporting News out of Australia has mentioned those stadiums. They've never run Australia before. WWE did run Elimination Chamber in Perth and drew over 50,000. And they also drew almost around 70,000 for the Super Showdown in Melbourne in October 2018. So WWE has drawn there. They have definitely drawn there. Then we've got Penta. He went on his Twitter. He said that it was fake news, a report claiming he would be in Orlando, Florida this week. I had not heard that rumor, so don't look at me. Hadn't even heard it, much less reported it. But he did say, no more gossip. My present is AEW. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That I can tell you one thing for sure. His present is AEW.
I don't think he cleaned anything up there.
No, he really didn't. Well, he cleaned up that he's not going to be in Orlando, whoever reported that. It says, New Era Wrestling in El Paso also announced Phoenix would miss September 27th event due to, quote, personal circumstances. So we'll see what happens. Nothing is official until it's official. But and I also saw, by the way, you know, one of those stories that takes the things that I say and writes a story about it?
Yes.
One of the stories was like Brian Alvarez reports that people in WWE expect Penta and AEW. I never said that, not once. I said people in AEW. There's a big difference. People in WWE may as well. But, I mean, the people I heard from were from AEW, and they were like, I think they're out of here. So we shall see. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I kind of see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? okay, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I'll have more from Australia here in a while, but Maddie here, Maddie Western Australia, says, nobody knows much about AEW here. They need to get on free-to-air TV here, and then a nice long-term story to build over the next year, maybe involving New Japan, and then come to Australia in 2026.
Why are they doing this?
Well, you know, WWE did big business there.
Who cares? Go to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Be freaking expensive.
At least you're on TV there.
Well, you are on TV
the
there.
The flights won't be as bad. You can at least get New Japan guys to come over, meet them halfway.
It is amazing how rarely people run Hawaii.
Well, I mean,
if I had a promotion, that's the only place I'd run.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to live there and you'd have to make no money
exactly.
Most of the time. That's the problem. But you living there, hey, look, that's why a lot of guys love going there. They didn't make a ton of money, but the fact you got to be on the beach, you got to run a couple of days a week, and you got to be on that beach. It's really all that matters.
Monday's Raw, 1.89 million viewers and a 0.63 in 18 to 49. So they were about 10% in viewers and barely up in 18 to 49. And, you know, what's interesting is people seem to have forgot about this because everyone has other things that they want to yell and scream about when it comes to the ratings. But, you know, even when AEW is doing significantly better, the one thing we always noticed was whenever there's some sort of big national news story of some sort, it always hurts AEW way more than it hurts WWE. This was always the case. And, you know, if there was like, you know, something big happened in an election, whatever, it was like it would hurt Dynamite. It wouldn't make a dent in WWE or NXT or anything else. And that is still the case because the Olympics appear to have done a real number on AEW, and they did not do a real number on WWE. WWE held up just fine with the Olympics. They were down a little bit. AEW, meanwhile, had all-time, literally all-time in the history of the company, record lows 2 weekends ago with both Rampage and Collision. And, you know, I know what people will say, well, different times. Yeah, I'm talking comparing to other shows in different time slots. So they're the AEW viewers, for whatever reason, were fine choosing the Olympics over AEW, and the Raw and SmackDown and NXT viewers were not. They chose wrestling. So in theory, Dynamite should be way up tonight, and Rampage and Collision as well. So we'll find out tonight. We got a lot announced for the Dynamite show. We have got, now whether or not, you know, Swerve Strickland versus Wheeler Yuta, I mean, I think we all know what's going to happen there. Non-title match. Young Bucks defend against the Acclaimed. That at least has question marks. We have got Mercedes defending the TBS title against Hikaru Shida. I don't think anyone believes there's a question mark there. Hangman Page facing Jay Lethal. Claudio Castagnoli and Okada will have a face-to-face to discuss their upcoming match that Claudio wants not at Wembley in front of 50,000 fans, but in Cardiff he wants the match. Orange Cassidy, Roderick Strong, Kyle O'Reilly. The winner gets the number one spot in the All-In Casino Gauntlet. We have a film by Mariah May. And we shall hear from Hook. There will be a Bryan Danielson video package. Will be a source of much discussion tomorrow. And for the first time since everything happened, Britt Baker is back in the building tomorrow. Tonight, actually.
Beware, Britt Baker back in the building.
She's back. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Do they bring her out to Elton John's The Bitches Back, or do you think that's
too sad? Mike Sempervivi.
Well, I mean,
first off, you're a terrible person, and now we have to have Dom edit that off again.
I'm not a
terrible person. How many times has Dom told you, don't say that word on this show?
It's the name of the song.
Doesn't matter.
Effie could handle it. If Effie could handle it, Britt Baker should be able to handle it. Go out there. Go out there and shove it back in their face, Britt.
Disgusted. So anyway, that's coming up tonight. And then they've...
I think the overrun's going to fall.
For reasons I cannot even explain, I don't know why any of this matters. Collision had Top Flight versus MXM.
Why are we talking about this?
Because they've moved it to Rampage. Stories like this are stories that just, they mean so much to me. Because, bro.
You think it's a Collision level up type of show?
Who cares?
Or type of a feud?
Who cares what show that is on? But like, they advertise it for one show. And for reasons I cannot explain, it now must be moved to a different show. Okay, great.
Because Collision is the second most watched show, and I think they've realized, wait a second, let's erase this. That's why pencils come with erasers and move it over to Rampage. No offense to Mansoor and Massey.
We've got to make some room on the other show for I don't know what. We will find out. That's actually
Mariah May
my most intriguing thing to me is what is Collision going to be? Why did this match have to be moved? What was so important that it could not be on that show? I have so many questions. So many questions.
My big thing is the overrun going to fall again? How many times have they have an overrun and it's fallen? I don't understand at this point why they don't get rid of that other than there is somebody there that believes that it is a real sport and there's somebody in California that also believes it should be viewed as a real sport. If the damn thing drops every time that you do it, including last week, why? I just don't understand
why you
would do that to yourself.
I don't want to hear about the overrun. I was the one that talked about this for a long time to the point it made people angry. But you know what's funny?
You were never wrong.
Is nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
I know.
Not one person has bothered to explain to YouTube TV that we're going to go 9 minutes over every week like NXT did years ago. It's funny. I never have a problem with NXT. I never have a problem with any other show. It's only AEW. And people don't seem to care. And it's always people that don't have YouTube TV. Just record the next show. Well, you know, that's not how it works on YouTube. You don't just record the next show. What you do is, because it's a lot more idiot-proof in a lot of ways, you just record the show. Oh, I want to watch Dynamite? I hit the Dynamite button. It records every Dynamite, but not the overrun, because they have not been alerted that there's going to be an overrun. Tony decides the week of, the day of, he sends some people a text to remind them there's no... It doesn't matter. It doesn't help me out at all, okay? What would help me out is if YouTube TV knew there will be an overrun every week and just added 9 minutes to the show, but they don't. So I've missed the overrun countless times. It is my job, so I do go out of my way to find it on YouTube, okay? Most people aren't sickos. They ain't gonna. The show just ended. They will just watch something else, and that's the way it is. And before people complain, by the way, before people complain about this, I've seen the issue with other people on different services. Oh, you know, it didn't record SmackDown because it was on Sci-Fi. Yeah, well, YouTube TV does, because you set it to record a show. It's going to find the show. Doesn't matter what channel it's on. Doesn't matter what time it's on. I don't have to set it for 4 o'clock in the afternoon for Rampage. It's going to find and record every show, but it's going to record 2 hours. And so, hey, if you don't want me to see the overrun, I don't care. Nor do thousands of other people who don't see the overrun every week because it just cuts off. But why am I talking about it again?
Well, LH here, underscore 3310, why not just record the show after? It's because...
How many freaking times do I have to explain? Do you not have... I shouldn't even ask him. I know he doesn't have YouTube TV. Because if he did, he wouldn't ask such a stupid question.
I know. That's the thing is, it takes hours for it to actually give you a new cut version. If you missed it, it doesn't immediately, regardless of that. Forget about us and the people that have YouTube TV and that issue and why you're doing that to us. Why are you doing that to yourself? How many times do you have to lose numbers? I mean, again, it's falling throughout the show anyway. if you have 570,000 people, why do you want to bring down your average by 50,000 or however many people then end up leaving in that 7 or 8 or 9 minutes? I don't understand that philosophy when the whole point of that whole thing always was to give you a little extra bump at the end. If you're losing constantly, figure out timing the show. But then again, that goes back to the original thing that, hey, we don't know what's going to happen here. We might need extra time every week, even though we absolutely do not need more of that show almost any week.
Guy goes, Sling is better. No, it's not better. I've tried every one, okay? I don't like Sling. I don't like the fast forward and rewind the way that they do it. It takes forever. I don't like the fact that the video quality is not as good. I don't like the fact that there's not an unlimited DVR. YouTube TV has an unlimited DVR. You know how many times when I had Sling, like something didn't record because I had to go in my library and delete one of the 20 hours of recording or whatever stupid thing they had? Like, I don't have to deal with any of that. It'll record. I can put YouTube TV to record 500 shows. It will record all 500 of them, and they will stay in my library forever. I think like maybe 3 years later they start disappearing or whatever. But I the stupid fast forward sucks. I mean, there's a lot about it I don't like. I don't care if it's cheaper. It's a tax write-off. I got to do what's best for business.
Yeah.
Although I would pay $5 more if they'd record the overrun.
You know what? We don't have to worry about you spending $43.99 for all those sports channels, though. That's something that we
want. Yeah, what do I want a sports channel for?
It's one of the,
I can't watch AEW live. I'm on the West Coast. I got kids. Golly.
What did Brock... Never mind.
What's up with these people?
I know.
Everybody lives their own life and presumes everyone else is going to live their life like you're going to live... You know what a famous old saying was that people don't say enough anymore? Mind your own business. If everybody minded their own business more, we wouldn't have so many problems in this world. Mind your own damn business. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Back to school season is here, and the only thing more stressful than keeping track of what my kids need is keeping track of how much I'm spending. Luckily, the back to school deals at Kohl's made it easy as ABC. I found backpacks and lunch bags for 25% off and Vans for 40% off. Also, with their Buy More, Save More offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So when it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end August 18th. Coupons do not apply to Vans. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Darn it! Dagnabbit! Scott here says you're on a radio show. He wants to leave you alone. Yes! Don't need you telling me what time to watch a show. That's my personal life.
Wait a second. Just because we're on the radio, we don't get to be left alone?
Yeah. You gonna put my kids to bed? Huh? I'm doing it. Oh, kids, yeah. You gotta go to bed at 6 o'clock. Sorry, I gotta watch a live show at 8. Yeah, it's gonna go over great with the almost 9-year-old. Come on. Now, anyway, just for that, I'm gonna talk about NXT. I'll show them. So I like this show. So first we had Ethan Page coming out, and he's the champion of NXT, and he is interrupted by Joe Hendry.
Wait a second. But he may be champion of NXT. He got a main roster type of opening out there with the single shot of him cutting his own promo leading into the beginning of the show.
Yes. So, no, it's not live at 5 p.m., Yeti Pot Pie. I'm on the West Coast. It airs at 8.
By the way, folks, Wes Lee, he passed in the hallway as well, too, who didn't want to say anything before walking to the side and Ethan walking to the ring.
Sounds like the problem was the Yeti Pot Pie. I'm going to make a pot pie out of this guy. So, anyway, Ethan Page is doing his deal. He's interrupted by Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry wants a title shot. And then later, 8,000 people all won a title shot. And so they got a bunch of big announcements and matches coming up for next week. If you're a fan of NXT, which we all are, we have got contender matches. Which, of course, I thought I wrote down here, but apparently, no, I did. Wes Lee, Pete Dunne, and Joe Hendry.
Oh, this is so going to go off the rails.
No, it's not. I barrel on through, just like last night on Brian and Vinny. I barrel on through. There's an NXT number one contenders match. Wes Lee, Pete Dunne, and Joe Hendry. The winner of that gets Ethan Page. Okay? Then we have Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus Hank and Tank. Lola Vice versus Wendy Chu. And a NXT Women's Championship number one contenders gauntlet match, which they claimed the only names in this Tumblr are people who have never got a shot at the title. Then, of course, Sol Ruka, who got a shot at, I guess she didn't get a shot at the world title, even though she got a shot at the North American title. But anyway, Jada Parker, Carmen Petrovich, Ren Sinclair, Kendall Gray, Sol Ruka, and Adriana Rizzo.
That's all the right women to me. I'm happy with all of that.
You know what's funny is we have so many people in the chat that are so into women's wrestling. They're just like the biggest advocates of women's wrestling. Yet they will not watch NXT. Brother, if you want to see women's wrestling, like, unless you're watching Stardom regularly, okay, then it's NXT. Now you can watch WoW if you wanted to, but I don't recommend it.
NXT does a better version of WoW than WoW does.
They have 5 million women on this show and 5,000 women's matches every week. And granted, some of them are not very good, but you know what? Some of them are very good. It depends on who you get in the ring. So,
well, Brian, believe
just like anywhere, in fact.
Believe this or not, not every Tokyo Joshi Pro and Stardom and Marigold match is great.
I know.
It's amazing.
But some people do say that, but that's not true. So I'll tell you a match that was not very good at all, which was everything I do not like about NXT. Brinley Reese and Izzy Dame.
Yeah, boy.
They are two women. They are green. They are blonde, they are athletic, and in the ring, they are exactly the same. And they did a bunch of moves. It was very choreographed. There was no interaction with the crowd in any way whatsoever. It was just, I do my move, you do your move. And, I mean, then the finish, which actually made me laugh and made this whole thing worthwhile. Brindley decides, in the middle of my comeback, I am going to randomly do a front walkover. It's a gymnastics move. Front walkover. Because one of her moves is a front walkover into a lariat. Okay? Guys ever seen like a real good lariat? Stan Hansen or, you know,
Bradshaw,
JBL, or whoever. Okay, these awesome killer lariats. How killer do you think a lariat would be if they did a front walkover first? Or if this were real, okay? If this were real, and you were running at someone as fast as you could, and you were going to take their head off, but before you could take their head off, you had to do a front walkover first? So anyway, she goes through this stupid move, and Izzy Dame kicks her right in the face and hits her finish and pins her. That was for me. I liked it. Then we had another thing. I'll get over the things I don't like first. So, first off, thank God I'm not Ashanti the Adonis, this poor guy. His gimmick is that all he wants to do in NXT is hook up with the 9 million women that they have there. But nobody wants anything to do with him.
Nothing.
He shows up and they shun him and they all just walk away. He is pushed as like the biggest geek. The giant fanny pack. We were talking about fanny packs yesterday. He ain't making it work. So then, and this is my favorite thing about NXT, and I mean that as in this is my worst and most hated thing ever. There is a dude sitting on a couch. He's surrounded by women. They're all into him. This makes Ashanti mad. This man is busy reading a book. Ashanti walks up to talk to them. He goes, I like reading too, thinking this will like, you know, get the women all excited. And they're like, I'm out of here. This idiot showed up. So they leave. So then Ashanti is angry at the man reading the book. And he ends up challenging him to a match.
There's a lot of dumb people are.
Next week on the show. The man on the couch is baffled that this guy's such a weirdo. But I guess the match is going to take place. I don't have any idea who this man on the couch was. I have no earthly idea who he was. I don't know who the women were who were talking to them. They probably doesn't matter because they just were there. But like, who is the man on the couch? His name was not stated. There was no graphic. He was just a fella on the couch. And then Lucha Gato here goes, they mentioned his name once. Really? Well, what was his name?
Well, that was a couple shows ago, didn't they?
Okay,
they
yeah.
Didn't do it last night, did they?
What was his name? Nobody knows. Why is this so hard? If they go to CW and they can just get graphics, I will be the happiest man in the world. I will be the happiest guy on the earth.
If I tell you that he was the guy that all the girls were gawking at last week.
That sounds familiar, but like, who is he? If I recall, the guy that they were gawking over was a guy who'd been gone forever. And I don't even remember him before he left. So
remember his name?
There's just a guy. Someone on the board finally figured out who it was.
With glasses.
He was in the breakout tournament, they wrote. You mean the one last October? Okay, thank you. That really helps. You know the thing that makes me so angry about this show as well? Is
that
they'll have a guy who we've seen like twice in 8 months, who before that we'd seen like once he like lost a match or whatever. They don't identify him at all. No graphic, no nothing. Okay? And then, like, Becky Lynch will show up on the show, and they'll have Becky Lynch in giant letters. Like, who is this redhead? I just don't know who this is. Who is this lady? Oh, it's Becky Lynch. God. I thought it was Lita. Okay. Well, I'm glad they identified her. But this other guy, who knows?
Have they given Stevie Turner Chiron since she's been back at all?
Probably not. We're supposed to know who she is, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what did I like? Well, I really like the main event. Okay, the main event was great. And I did really like Oba, Femi, and Otis. for the North American title. That was a fun match. So these two, that was a meat match. You know what was the best thing about that meat match? We all know that Otis is really strong, okay? We all know that Obafemi is really strong and he throws people around or whatever. But what we learned in this match, the one of the very first spots that they did was it was just the easy spot where, you know, you do something or whatever, and then Otis just runs and like hits you with his shoulder and you take this giant bump. So, you know, any two big guys could do that spot and one of the big guys takes a bump. This freaking Obafemi got hit with his shoulder. And it was like someone had a slingshot. This dude flew out of the ring. Like, he flew out of the ring. So it wasn't just that Otis was doing cool big man stuff, but like, Oba was bumping around for this guy like a maniac. So this match was fun. Obafemi pinned him with a walking powerbomb when Otis tried the punches in the corner. This was a fun match.
Was Obafemi not in that breakout tournament?
He was.
Yeah, but against Tavion Heights in the final, and a lot of people like, man, Obafemi, they really are pushing him quick. Obviously, he showed off a lot there before we saw him on TV that made them think that this guy is, like, right now, let's go Lesnar-esque, and every single week, and it's going to be a long time till he gets to the main roster, thank God, but every single week you see him getting better, where when he does debut there, it ain't going to be one of those things that gets swept under the rug. It's going to be one of those big debuts, a post-Mania or something like that.
And then we had a great Trick Williams video package. He goes, me and Pete might be more similar than he realizes. Like you, Pete, I also got jumped when I was 18. Three dudes, they were upset about something sports-related, and they smashed my car window.
Football.
And they didn't know that I was inside. Mm-hmm. So I followed them up to their room. And admittedly, it didn't work out too well.
Caught six hands, 6 feet.
But he says, by the end of the year, they'd all taken L's. I figured it out. It's like, whoa, we need more of this story.
So basically what I'm taking from that is he lit him up on the football field. I don't think he ever got it back.
Well, I don't know, man. That's not what it sounded like to me. He figured it out, brother. They all took L's by the end of the year. He said he was going to take out Pete. And then the main event was great. Axiom and Nathan Frazier versus Chase U for the NXT Tag Team titles. You asked if I thought that Chase U was going to win. I said no.
I told you.
And they did.
Told you.
The thing that was so funny about this is, like, they're playing it up in commentary like this would be the biggest win of their career or whatever. And I'm thinking, I just saw them as tag team champions like 4 months ago. Like, this is not the first time they've ever won the tag team titles.
Yeah, but you need that commentary track because you know Riley Osborne and Duke Hudson being aligned with Rich Holland is not going to last forever. Something's going to have to give him.
Well, it might, but I mean, Ridge, he wrestled well. He did not cheat. He got the win clean. He won the titles for Chase U. Yeah. Everybody was so happy. They didn't do like a turn or anything afterwards. The best part of it, they do this awesome match, okay? And whatever you want to say about Chase U, the fans at the Performance Center absolutely love these guys.
Yes.
And they're on their feet, and they're screaming, and they're jumping up and down for these near falls. And finally, Ridge gets the win, and this place goes, the building's shaking, the hard cam, everyone's going crazy. And then they start shooting off all this confetti. Like, there's so much confetti falling, you can't even see anybody in the ring. It's just like a blizzard of confetti. And everybody's happy, and everybody's having a great time. And then Booker T, he calmly says, how are we going to clean all this up? That's how they're showing.
Love it.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
You did it.
What, I made it through the day?
Yes. God.
Guys, if you're a subscriber, I beg you to go listen to the Brian and Vinny show last night. It would have been even better if you would have tried to watch it live last night. But man, we made it through. I don't even know how.
Discipline, and
I made it through
persistence.
This one. Yes.
In spite.
And now I got a half hour. I got to eat something real quick, and then I got to do a show with Filthy and Lance because we are doing it at 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern. We'll talk about SmackDown, and yes, a live Q&A. Should be a lot of fun. In fact, I'm going to make a post here as I get done for my super followers on Twitter if you want to ask questions. So let's do that right now. It's going to be fun. And that SmackDown show was a good show. So we'll talk about that as well. And then later on tonight, myself and Dave Meltzer. Tomorrow back here for Observer Live and the Brian and Vinny show. And not a lot of time, and then I got to go to Wembley. So that'll be exciting. So anyway, that's it. I'm going to have some bacon and eggs. It's time for breakfast.
Yes.
We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.